Once in Persia reigned a king, who upon his royal ring carved these words so true and wise, which when held before his eyes gave him counsel at a glance of his life of change and chance. Solemn words, and these are they: even this shall pass away. Trains of camels through the sand brought him gems from Samarkand. Fleets of galleys through the seas brought him pearls to match with these. But he counted not his gain, nor his treasure mine amain. What is wealth, the king would say, even this shall pass away. In the revel of his court, at the zenith of his sport, when the palms of all his guests burned with clapping at his zest, he among his figs and wine would cry, "Oh, loving friends of mine, pleasures may come, but they cannot stay, like even this shall pass away." The most beautiful woman ever seen was the bride he chose his queen, pillowed on their royal bed. Whispering to her soul, he said, though a bridegroom never pressed dearer bosom to his chest, but mortal flesh must come to clay, and even these shall pass away. Towering over the village square, 30 meters in the air, rose his statue carved in stone, as the king stood there alone, gazing at his sculptured name, said to himself, "So what is fame? Fame, it's but a slow decay, even this shall pass away." Fighting furiously on a battlefield, once a javelin pierced his shield, soldiers with a loud lament bore him bleeding to his tent. Groaning from his tortured side, pain is hard to bear, he cried. Oh, but with patience day by day, even this shall pass away. Sick and sore with cancer, weak and tired and old, just minutes yet to go past the gates of gold, spake he with his dying breath, "Life is done, so what is death?" Then in answer to the king fell a sunbeam on his ring, reflecting words he failed to say, "Even this